This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has defied a threat from Michigan's top law enforcement official by going maskless inside a Ford automobile plant outside Detroit. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The president toured a factory now making ventilators. All the Ford executives giving the tour wore masks per company policy. The president alone did not, at least not where reporters and cameras could see him.
I had one on before. I wore one in this back area, but I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it.
At one point, pulling a White House-branded mask from his pocket.
I think I look better in the mask.
Asked what kind of example it set for the public not to see him wearing it.
I think it sets an example both ways.
Michigan's attorney general earlier told CNN state law requires masks be worn in enclosed facilities, and if the president refused to wear one, he'd be banned from those spaces again. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Michigan's governor has won a legal fight with Republican lawmakers over her coronavirus restrictions. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has prevailed over Republican lawmakers who sued, challenging her authority to declare emergencies and order restrictions during the coronavirus outbreak. Citing a 1945 law, Judge Cynthia Stevens of the Court of Claims said the governor's authority is not limited to local and regional emergencies, and it can have no end date. It marked the third time a Court of Claims judge has ruled in favor of Whitmer during the pandemic. The Republican-led legislature had argued a 1976 statute gives it a say in emergency declarations after 28 days. I'm Mike Gracia.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Thursday he is pulling the United States out of the 18-year-old International Open Skies Treaty, allowing surveillance flights over other countries because Russia has been violating it. He told reporters that the United States would not adhere to it either, but he did hold out hope that a new agreement might be reached.
Russia didn't adhere to the treaty, so until they adhere, we will pull out. But there's a very good chance we'll make a new agreement or do something to put that agreement back together.
The treaty has allowed 34 countries to conduct surveillance flights over each other's territory to look at military installations, but the U.S. contends that Moscow has been violating the treaty. Russia has denied that charge. A divided Senate has confirmed a former congressman as President Donald Trump's new director of national intelligence. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Former Texas Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe has been approved by the Senate on a slim 49-44 vote as Director of National Intelligence. The last Senate-confirmed intelligence director was former Indiana Senator Dan Coats, who was popular with his former colleagues in Congress, but left the post last summer after clashing with President Trump. Ratcliffe replaces acting director Richard Grenell, who is Trump's ambassador to Germany. Despite voting as a bloc against him, Democrats allowed a quick vote on Ratcliffe, dropping their usual procedural delays in a show that they preferred him over Grenell. Tim McGuire, Washington.
More than 2.4 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week in the latest wave of layoffs from the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The number of people out of work has grown to over 38 million, although the flood of layoffs is slowing.
We've seen claims decline for 7 straight weeks, so it's obvious that the pace of layoffs is slowing.
And while the job losses happen so quickly, PNC chief economist Gus Fauché thinks rehiring will take a lot longer.
Even if consumers are spending, the level of spending is still much lower than it was in February and early March, and so businesses may not see the need to rehire even if the economy is growing.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
On Wall Street, fresh tensions between the United States and China sent stock prices lower on Thursday. The Dow lost 0.41%. The S&P dropped by more than 0.75%. The NASDAQ was down 0.97%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
And B.